Joining us now on the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline is Ashley Smith, the voice of the Conway Tigers. And Ashley, we were asking ourselves this week whether the Sumter game was just going to be an aberration, coming off of the emotional letdown of losing Brian Edwards, whether Conway could really bounce back and end their season with an exclamation mark. And on paper, at least 33-0 is just that. How did it look with your eyes, my man?
Well, it was just a dominating performance by our offensive line. I mean, we drove them down the field. Jermaine Martin had about 139 yards, three touchdowns. Tyrone Bennett had 127 yards. And it was a total domination offensively by our kids.
Outstanding. In terms of the defense, pitching a shutout against a pretty solid Carolina Forest run game, must have been some things to like there as well.
Oh, absolutely. Dever Simmons, he had over 200 yards rushing, but they were inside the 20. So 20-20, they were pretty good. But once it got down to scoring time, the Coach Andrewski and his staff came up with a scheme that stopped Carolina Forest. And that shutout, it gives you a lot of confidence going into the playoffs. Looks like we'll be a number two seed, get a week off and get healthy and get ready for the playoffs at 9-2.
Now, Ashley, we spoke about the Sumter game last week, so we don't have to rehash it. But kind of a confusing result once you see Conway bounce back and destroy Carolina Forest team tonight 33-0. Do you feel like last week, you know, road game against a really good team, do you think the emotion of maybe losing Brian Edwards messed with the collective psyche of the team?
Well, I think it was a two-way street. I think the team we played, the Sumter Gamecocks, were really, really, really good. They are a lot better than the Carolina Forest team we played tonight. But going back to when Brian Edwards got hurt, we had about 5.5 quarters that we didn't play Conway Tiger football that we've been playing this whole year. We kind of wide-eyed trying to, you know, make some plays we didn't need to make. Well, tonight, Peyton Derrick played total team football. It was 8-for-10 for 71 yards and just let our offensive line grind it out in a messy field. And, of course, we came up 33-0.
Outstanding performance for the Tigers. And Ashley, it is a little poetic that after back-to-back 2-9 seasons, that the Tigers are 9-2 to close out the regular season. Now that you've had time to look back on the regular season as a whole, step by step, what are a couple of the reasons why Conway was able to orchestrate the biggest turnaround in the Grand Strand this year?
Well, I think the kids worked hard. 2 years, they've gone 2-9, 2-9, and you know, this senior class and this junior class are tired of hearing it. And they've worked hard in the summertime. They put in the work in the weight room, and they believed in themselves. And last year, you know, we talked, and a lot of people thought it was crazy, but we were really close. There were two games we were out of, the Hartsell game in South Florence. But every other game, we were right in there, maybe a penalty here or something there. We would score a better result. But, you know, sometimes the end result doesn't show what type of team you are. But, again, it makes you stronger because you got a lot of people throwing arrows at you. And, you know, you got to come together, and that's what they did this year. And Coach Jordan did a great job of molding this team, his coaching staff, and a lot of people were on him last year, which was I thought was a little much. But you know, Coach Jordan's a great coach, and he showed it this year and ready for the playoffs and all the great things are going to happen.
He is Ashley Smith, the voice of the Conway Tigers. They finish out a 9-2 regular season with a 33-0 win over Carolina Forest tonight. And Ashley, we'll get more to Conway here in a little bit, but my understanding is that Carolina Forest is going to be in the playoffs. A final just got posted, Spring Valley 21, Westwood 14. But we're going to get up with Aaron Marks after we finish with Ashley and hopefully explain the convoluted system that would allow Carolina Forest at 5-6 to get into the 4A playoffs even after losing tonight. But Ashley, back to Conway. We know going into the playoffs, Brian Edwards obviously not available. If Conway is going to be successful and advance in the 4A playoffs, so what are some things they really need to do to be successful?
We're going to throw the football. Tonight we didn't throw the football that much, but our offensive line played really well. So you know, now you have to prepare for a running team and a passing team. So we're not one-dimensional. There's a lot of things we can do. Special teams played really well, made our extra points, punted the ball great. So it's a multi-dimension team that we have. And, you know, it sounds like I'm bragging and all that, but I'm not. I'm just telling you what I see. And, of course, I'm sure you'll talk to Alan and Aaron, and they'll probably tell you the same thing tonight. The Conway Tigers, it was men against boys tonight.
Yeah, I did get a chance to watch some of it on the HTC television broadcast, as I had our very own audio with David Buffa and Aaron Marks going in the background. And even up into that last fumbled snap by Diverse Simmons, it just seemed like a Conway team just out-physicaled Carolina Force, and it wasn't all that close. Really tough to get a read on Carolina Force as a team, and that's something that I'll discuss with Aaron coming up on the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline next. But Ashley, as I've said many a time, you've done terrific interviews with us over the past 2 years through these 2-9 seasons. A lot easier and a lot more fun to talk about 9-2 seasons. And we do appreciate all your help with this high school show throughout the course of the years, my man.
No problem. Thank you for having us on, and good luck to you.
I appreciate it, Ashley. All right, we continue now on the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline with Aaron Marks, the analyst for the Carolina Forest Panthers. And Aaron just announced that Spring Valley takes down Westwood 21-14. So as you have communicated to me, you believe now that that puts Carolina Forest in the 4A playoffs. Educate us.
Well, no, I think that might knock them out. They needed a Westwood win. They needed a lot of help coming into tonight if they were to lose. They needed Darlington to win, which happened. They needed Blythewood to win, which happened. And they needed a Westwood win. I think Westwood was leading that game early, if I understand it from what I was told by the guys at the stadium. So they thought Westwood was going to win. But by Westwood losing, that could mean the end of Carolina Forest season.
Okay, my bad. I see now, looking at your text message.
Oh, no, it's fun. Man, it's this formula. I mean, you know, it could have come down to tonight. I was screaming on the broadcast that we needed to score a touchdown, you know, because that could have affected it. You know, who knows what goes into this? It's more complicated than the BCS formula. And I don't even know, you know, how it all spits out. But I do know, because I talked to Alan Smothers and some guys, afterwards, I thought for sure, you know, a loss here tonight would knock them out. But we were told, you know, hey, it looks like they're going to get in. Here's why. And what was communicated to me, and again, we'll find out later. This is nothing official. But what was communicated to me, that a Westwood win, along with everything else that happened tonight, would put them in. But but if they lost, and that's where I texted you, I said, find me the Westwood score, because I didn't even know who they were playing. That sounds like they might not get in.
Spring Valley 21, Westwood 14, several media outlets reporting that one final. And reading text messages while interviewing other people, not the easiest thing to do in the world. So I do apologize for saying it looks like Carolina Forest is going to be in. Looks like they're going to be out. Aaron, this Carolina Forest season certainly has some high points. The win over Myrtle Beach, not closing out the way that you would want to with a 33-0 loss tonight to their biggest rival in Conway. As you try to put a bow on things and try to construct a narrative for this Carolina Forest season, you know, how are you viewing it?
You know, a little confusion. We go back, you know, you can kind of forget about tonight. I'm surprised that they didn't put any points on the board tonight. You know, if you would have told me, we talked about this at length in the broadcast, that Conway would have scored 33, what do you think? Was the game close? I would have said yes, you know, that these two teams have averaged a combined 62.9 points per game since they've played since 2008 when Carolina Forest moved to 4A. And so I would have figured the Carolina Forest also would have had somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 points. But really struggled to get it going. All credit to Conway. We talked about it at length on the broadcast. They were flying to the ball. They had Carolina Forest scouted well. They had a bend-but-don't-break mentality with Diverse Simmons. He gains 200 yards for the second time this season without scoring a touchdown. I don't even know how that's mathematically possible, but that's giving him some yards between the 20s and then completely bucking down and shutting him down when he gets in the red zone. And that's what they did tonight. So they did an outstanding job. Back, I wonder what happened in the second half against North Myrtle Beach. You know, that's a game that could have made a difference in them getting into the playoffs if they are in fact out. They still might somehow get in, but I'm not sure that happens. And you also look at the South Florence game. They were winning the South Florence game for the majority of it. South Florence took their first lead in the fourth quarter. Even still, Carolina Forest had the ball going down for the final possession to tie or win the game, and they couldn't get it done there. So, you know, you look at those two games, that's the difference in a winning season and a difference in being in the playoffs. And so just couldn't get the bounces to go their way late in the year. I think injuries probably played a little bit of a role And as I talked about in the postgame show, Mark Morris is going to continue to try to build depth, continue to build up the strength program. This was a team that early in the season was wrapping up, making great tackles, dominating the opposition, and that just kind of slowly whittled away as the season wore on. I think they just got tired and worn down, and they just don't have the depth of a Conway, of a Sumter, of a South Florence, but they're on their way.
And Aaron, by calling a lot of these Carolina Forest football games this year alongside David Buffa, you've seen some really good teams that Carolina Forest has gone up against. Conway, very impressive on the scoreboard tonight. Did you see a team that you think feels like a really strong playoff performer in the Conway Tigers?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lewis, I lost you there. I went down like a little dip, but you were asking me about Conway.
And, yeah, I'm asking about Conway. I mean, because Carolina Forest has played a brutal schedule this season, so you've seen good football teams. You know, how does Conway compare?
Oh, yeah, we've seen great football teams, and Conway's right up there. I'm shocked that Conway lost as bad as they did to Sumter. I think they really didn't execute. I can see why they were mad after that game, because they were mad. They were not pleased with the way that game played out, because they felt like they should have performed better, and I can see why. Like I said, this defense is fantastic. I think the offense is, they're finding some good things in the running game. They ran for something like 350 yards tonight. And so that's going to help open things up in the passing game. The passing game started open, but Conway didn't have to throw the ball tonight. You know, I heard Ashley talking about how they really didn't throw it well. And I mean, Peyton Derrick was 7 of 9 tonight. So, I mean, I'd say he threw it pretty well. He was pretty accurate. He just never had to throw the ball, you know? And so when the running game is going that well, and when your defense is playing that well, why risk putting the ball in the air? Because one of those was intercepted. You know, this is an opportunistic Carolina Forest secondary, and I can see how Chuck Jordan would say, let's see how the run game's working. And I mean, they had one drive was two drives, 70 yards, two rushing plays. You know, so why get away from that? So I think if they have to throw the ball, they'll be able to. Obviously, they're down a weapon, but I think they'll be okay. And they're a team that they get some bounces. They can make a nice run in the postseason.
He is Aaron Marks, analyst for the Carolina Forest Panthers. Also hosts The Drive, 7 to 9 a.m. on this station. Carolina Forest drops one tonight, 33-0. We think missing out on the playoffs, but we'll see. If we can find more definitive information later in the show, we'll certainly share it. Aaron, I really appreciate it. Have a good weekend, my man.
Thanks, buddy.